Our next guest is one of my absolute favorites. I am, just as a listener, you know, so I'm a fan too. And this is one of my absolute favorites. I'm proud to call him a friend. I am always entertained and very provoked, very stimulated intellectually in a lot of different ways. Daniel Esselin's here. English.danielesselin.com is his website. His new book, In the Shadows of a Presidency, details what's going on behind the scenes with the deep state, what have you. He's written a variety of books, Tavistock, Bilderberg, what have you. He's an absolute expert on a variety of subjects with international connections. We're very proud to have him. Daniel, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hello, sir. Great to be on your show.
Yes, absolutely. We were kind of joking before we went live. We were talking about comparing the coronavirus to, you know, 9/11, that 9/11, well, we can blame the market's crash on, oh, it was Osama bin Laden's fault. He was in the cave, and now we got to strip you naked at the airport and give me your water bottle. It's for your good. Sir, this is just for your good. But what are we looking at? Is this a new type of 9/11 here with this coronavirus? What do we see?
Well, you know, before we start, a disclaimer. I am not a virologist, and I think are you. I'm not a pathologist or a specialist in rare diseases. I know as much about coronavirus as I do about mating dances of tribes in Fiji or Amazonian parrots. I mean, I can
so
think of
expert.
A whole slew of other
so
examples
expert,
I know nothing
then, right?
about, like ballet dancing, for example. Okay? I know what a pirouette is, but not because I'm specialist at it. You know, I'm a doctor in conceptual intelligence. So I look at things from a different point of view than what you see in the media, what everybody's talking about. Now, a few weeks ago, the world collectively was introduced to a new scary word, coronavirus. Since then, much has happened. And, of course, when you start looking for real, verifiable information about this thing, almost immediately, you know, we realize that there is practically no real information about the virus itself, with the exception of several variations of conspiracy theories that we're going to discard because I'm a doctor of conceptual intelligence and not a conspiracy theorist or an expert on, you know, mating dances of tribes in Fiji. Now, we don't know anything about the real number of deaths. We don't know anything about the real danger of the virus. We have no idea about its main characteristics. The announced 1,000 or 1,200, whatever it is, dead, at a statistical level is zero. Although to any sane person, it should be abundantly clear, Daniel, that it is not the modern reincarnation of the Spanish flu, 1918-1920 variety. It's not very clear how this thing is transmitted. It's not clear the level of virulence. It's also, we have no idea what any of that stuff is. It is more than likely that it turns out that this whole story is a dud. Remember that the common flu kills annually, without the advertising of coronavirus, 650,000 people per year, and 60,000 in the U.S. alone. So you compare the numbers, 650,000 per year, which is about, people who are mathematically challenged, 60,000 dead per month as a result of ordinary flu. And here we're talking about 1,000 dead in about 2 months. So, but the security measures taken in China are suggestive, and I want to examine it at a political, economic, and social levels, again, because I am a doctor of conceptual intelligence, and we work with what we know. The Chinese, in fact, had their main holidays ruined, which is, of course, the celebration of the New Year, the Year of the White Rat. The markets collapsed with the opening of 8%, and consequently, the American markets also fell, although a few sessions later, they recovered. However, the situation in Chinese markets has become rather a consequence than a cause since the financial correction of the markets was very much overdue. But the question is, what will happen from here on in? First of all, my economic analysis. Let's face it. Both China and the United States are two economic empires that are on the verge of economic collapse. I've explained it hundreds of times what awaits the U.S. and many times on the show. The structural crisis in the United States exceeds almost twice the levels of the 1929 crisis. The equilibrium value of the U.S. GDP as a result of the crisis is about $7 billion compared to approximately $15 billion now. Everything else that you hear in the media, be it Bloomberg, be it Wall Street Journal, The Economist, pure fiction, not related to reality, numbers they literally made up on the fly on a sheet of paper. American citizens cannot stop buying cheap Chinese products, since producing the same products in America or something similar will be much more expensive. For example, the cost of producing Levi's jeans in China, that's about $5. In America, it's about $60-$70. So how much are you going to sell it for to turn a profit if your production costs $60-$70? And that's a very important point to keep in mind. Now, what about China? Now, let me give you only two numbers. The foreign trade balance surplus with the United States is approximately $500 million. And they have a deficit balance of payments. Now, this means that the Chinese economy needs to sterilize the excess money supply. How much? Well, if the credit multiplier in China is 4, and it cannot be lower in a country with a normal economy because a fall in the credit multiplier below 4 starts a process called the default crisis, which is what happened in Russia back in 1998 when our economy collapsed. So, again, if the credit multiplier is 4, then we get $2 billion in renminbi or yuan, Chinese yuan. And if the credit multiplier is 8, which is more likely in a country the size of China, then we're talking about $4 billion. So think about what should happen in a crisis in the economy of a country with GDP around $16 billion if it has an annual emission of 12 to 25% of GDP. By the way, why do I think that the credit multiplier 8 is more consistent with the reality in China than 4? The fact is that with an emission of 25%, in other words, they're printing 25%, the Chinese economy should fall by approximately half as a result of the crisis, which corresponds also to the scale of the fall of the American economy. I repeat, we're not going to talk about, you know, fictitious, made-up figures, you know, by the U.S. government, just a more or less adequate reality, and the reality in which the Chinese economy is larger today than the American economy. So any emission is always compatible with demand, and 25% of the emission means that the equilibrium state of the economy is approximately 50% lower than the current one. If the multiplier is approximately 2, the scale of structural distortion is smaller, for example, 7%, the multiplier increases but does not exceed 3. Now, let's return to the main topic. Or there is something we don't know about the coronavirus, something they're not telling us, or China, through its actions, is trying to address other objectives. Remember, in any intelligence operations operation, there are more than one objective because it costs a lot of money to pull something like this, so you need different agencies, you know, pulling their money together to work this thing out. So one of the things we're seeing is the fight between different clans in China. But the bottom line is something, you know, it's difficult to verify exactly what is going on within these clans. But we have the National Socialists, which is the Xi Jinping, the Yellow Dragons. They're fighting against the liberal banking financiers, who are supported by the West, and also the communists, which are the former Maoists. Now, Xi Jinping is absolutely not losing his grip of power, for as much as Western press wants us to believe otherwise. In fact, he's using the coronavirus to eliminate the liberal banking competitors. The main question that should interest us, are we witnessing the beginning of a total global economic collapse or not yet? Now, personally, I'm inclined to believe that we still have some time left before the total collapse, nor do I rule out the civil defense maneuvers in China is something absolutely necessary if you understand conceptually that the planetary economic collapse is just around the corner. In the United States, by the way, such maneuvers, we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of troops on the streets, it cannot be carried out by the nature of your republic. But again, that's your problem. So it is possible that a global financial collapse will bring more internal problems in the future in America than in China. And the main reason why I believe that we're not yet at the point of total collapse is that thus far there is no panic among the main financiers of the planet. For example, you don't see the global elite meeting at secret conferences or carrying out extraordinary secret, you know, measures. Yes, they met in Davos at the end of January. Discussed rather boring and meaningless things. They continue to peddle ludicrous environmental initiatives. You have Greta Thunberg, instead of sending her to school or to a psychiatrist, was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and adults with doctorate degrees listen to her, take notes, or pretend to listen to her. You have Michael Bloomberg, the unofficial candidate for the Democratic Party, is actively playing in the election campaign, which means that for him, the elections, at least today, is more important than the collapse of the markets. Until when? I think until November of this year, it's safe to say. So I wouldn't panic for now. With coronavirus paralysis, China has slightly reduced its overheated economy, and speculative markets needlessly will adjust in the United States as a result. The coronavirus has also allowed the Chinese to test their civil defense capabilities. But in a couple of months, with baseball season, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, all will be forgotten and things will return to normal. Now, geopolitical level. Where did this thing happen? Wuhan. What is Wuhan? It's the epicenter of coronavirus. Those who chose Wuhan as a starting point for this virus have done exceptional intelligence work. There are several things to keep in mind about this Wuhan. Wuhan is the nerve center of the country's communication systems. It's the epicenter, ground zero, railroads, roads, etc., etc. The epicenter. And number two, the first uprising that led to the collapse of the last Chinese empire in 1911 happened in Wuhan. The Qingxiao Revolution of 1911 was a revolution that overthrew the last imperial dynasty of China, the Qing dynasty, and established the Republic of China. Wuhan is a city of 11 million people. 5 million left. 6 million remained. Now, these people can't leave their homes. Are there agents, provocateurs within the city prepared to act in the name of the color revolution? You bet your bottom dollar. You remember the babies and incubators in Kuwait, Iraqi soldiers who were supposedly killing these children, a hysterical young girl from Kuwait, her testimony in U.S. Congress. Do you remember?
Yes, absolutely.
Afterwards, it turned out that it was a huge lie. The girl turned out to be the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador, but it was too late. The dialectic worked, and as a result, 500,000 Iraqi children were killed, several million people displaced, the Middle East on fire. So the images coming from China of people allegedly who suddenly drop and die of what? Coronavirus? I don't know. This is theater. Incinerated bodies, you know, the headlines from Western media. We know nothing about what's happening in China. We don't even know if this thing is real. What we do know that in 2 months, just 1,000 people were killed. Too bad for them. But again, in the same 2 months, 120,000 people died of ordinary flu, and nobody's talking about it at all.
All right, let me throw out some things. We don't know. We don't know what the truth is. To me, from what I can tell, which is obviously I'm getting tainted, limited information, just like you are, I don't believe those numbers. Or they are taking these extraordinary steps for some other reason or some combination of the two. That's basically what you've said. They've shut down, 40 million people are now quarantined? Or 400 million?
I think it's higher than that. But the fact is, again, to get this done, you know, it takes a lot to have something like this happen, and it's not easy, obviously.
Right. So there's no way it's 1,000 people die to this. Either that's a complete lie, or they're using it as an excuse to quarantine 400 million people and to put in their AI technology and now surveilling everybody. Like you said, let off steam from the stock market, let off steam from the global economy, so they can blame it on that, not actually the problems that
we
do have.
Situation in China is not good news for us, the people, and I'm not talking about the virus, but about the psychological consequences within that undeclared war against the population. You have to understand the following. Never before in human history has there been such a large lockdown. 50, 100, I don't know how many millions of people, virtual prisoners, you know, and this thing put together as quickly as it has been in China. It sets a precedent. Needless to say, no other place on earth could have this done. Psychologically, it breaks the ice. It allows people to think, it's fine. It is necessary. It's better to be safe than sorry. And I assure you, Daniel, that at this moment, there are many people in positions of power at the planetary level who are seeing it, rubbing their hands, saying goody good shoes, and drawing very necessary conclusions.
Necessary conclusions of what? What conclusions are they drawing?
Conclusions that if need to, you can lock down any city or any country, because
right.
50
yes.
million people for the Chinese is a drop in the bucket. There's about 2 billion of them.
Yes.
But 50 million people is the size of Spain, is the size of, you know, almost the size of France, almost the size of Germany, which is 80, but doesn't matter. 50 close enough. England, any country in Europe, 50, 60, 70 million people is the size of the biggest countries in Europe, which means you could shut down the entire continent and call it, you know, a necessary lockdown as a result of, call it whatever you want. Today it's coronavirus. Tomorrow it could be a new, you know, strain of Zika virus, of SARS, or whatever it is that you want to do, or simply martial law. We don't know, but what we do know is that the global economy is on the verge of collapse. And the best way to write off $4 quadrillion in debt, because again, let's go back to the financial numbers. Okay, I don't know anything about coronavirus because I'm not an expert. Neither do you, neither none of these other experts, quote unquote, who talk about it endlessly in the media. But what I do know is that the financial numbers are not pretty, and we have seen this before. Global bubble is $4 quadrillion. Global debt, $235 trillion. That's 325% of global GDP. In the United States, what do you have? Debt, $22-23 trillion. European banks are leveraged at 33-1. In Europe, you have five countries which are absolutely broke: England, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy. In Italy, you have 114 top banks are bankrupt. In Germany, Europe's biggest economy, the two biggest banks, the Deutsche Bank and the Commerce Bank, have lost 90% of its value in the stock market. Chinese debt is 250% of its GDP. In the United States, for all these fabulous unemployment numbers, you know, people are working and everything else, you have 100 million people in America unemployed. 50 million of those people survive only thanks to stamps. You have the misery index of the CIA, which is calculated as the real tax inflation plus the real numbers for unemployment, is 32.89. In the darkest days of the Great Depression, it was 27. In other words, we are witnessing a global collapse. So what do you need to get out of this global collapse? World War III. And the objective of World War III, strategic operation, which began in October 2019, immediately after the new year, according to the Jewish calendar, not talking with Chinese, the Jewish new year, is the collapse of the stock markets of the old liberal banking financier economic order.
Wait, Daniel, let me interject for that. You said that would a virus do it too? You know, to write off the debts, World War III?
No, but virus is a cause, just like 9/11. You blame it on a guy on dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan. Okay? And you have something to blame the global collapse on.
So they
this
can blame
is the
it
global
on the
collapse. You blame it on what? You can blame it on coronavirus. You can also use the coronavirus for all kinds of other operations. For example, you can promote mandatory vaccines. And that's something else we've got to keep in mind and nobody's talking about. For example, the U.S. National Institute of Health is launching an urgent program to develop a vaccine against China's coronavirus. The objective, have a vaccine ready for human testing in 90 days. Reuters talked about this. Again, this is something unprecedented. It's a joint project of the National Health Institute and the American vaccine company called Moderna. A friend friend of mine, John Rappaport, did an extensive investigative work on these people. Now, this vaccine is a new type called RNA. According to Reuters, it's a January 24, 2020 article titled, "With the Wuhan Virus Genetic Code in Hand, Scientists Begin to Work on Vaccine." So, these vaccines are based on ribonucleic acid, RNA, a chemical messenger that contains instructions to produce protein. Now, comes the good part. The PHG Foundation / University of Cambridge explains in a press release that, unlike a normal virus, RNA vaccines work by introducing an mRNA sequence, which is the molecule that tells cells what to build, that is encoded to a disease-specific antigen, in other words, virus. Once produced within the body, the immune system recognizes the virus, preparing it to fight. Now, this company, Moderna, is funded by CEPI. CEPI, get this, was founded in Davos by the governments of Norway and India, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, and the World Economic Forum. Bill Gates. Do I need to say more? But this is not all. If you go to Moderna's website, at the bottom of the press release, we find a very interesting statement in a section entitled Special Note on Forward-Looking Statements. It says, there has never been a commercial product using approved mRNA technology for use in humans. Voila, you have it right there. The vaccine that is being approved by the government of the United States under the auspices of the National Institute of Health through the modern American pharmaceutical company has never been used in a human being before. We have no license, or they have no license, for public use. What do you think of that?
I don't think much of it. The we're coming on the break in about 30 seconds. I'll tell you what, I talked to Catherine Austin Fitz on, she's in Europe right now, and I talked to her about, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago, and I'll tell you what she said on the other side and get your comment. It goes right in what you're saying here. You know, America, they haven't shut down flights from China, so it tells me, maybe it's not as serious as it, you know, if it was really serious, I would shut down every
flight. We are looking at it conceptually, exactly. What's the economic, you know, lowdown? The economic lowdown is we have businesses working, you have the billionaires making money, and they're the ones who would know. If they're not concerned, we shouldn't be concerned.
Well, some flights have been, let me have a caveat. We'll talk to that on the other side. Stay tuned. Daniel Estulin, The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Oh, love that bass line. Thank you so much for your support over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. If you haven't bought something from us or something in a while, why not? We got great products. We deserve your support, and you need to support us. You need independent thought. You know a little bit about the environment that we're dealing with shows like ours and guests like Daniel Estlin. You know what the deal is. Thank you so much for your support, your prayers, your purchases. I need your prayers. We're working on something big. We need your support. And by support, I mean your prayers. I do. Please pray for us and what we're doing. And so thank you very much. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Daniel Estlin. I talked to Catherine Austin Fitz, who I think is just brilliant. And she, I don't know, it was probably 3 days ago. And she told me she is not near as concerned about the virus as she is about the vaccine, because she's terrified about the vaccine. She thinks that it's, going to be nanotechnology in it, RNA factors in it. This is like the beginning of the end of human DNA. We're going down that road. And she thinks this is involved with the Jedi contract with Microsoft. Bill, you've already mentioned Bill Gates' involvement in this through the back door. This is basically the beginning of the Mark of the Beast tracking whole global system here. That's basically what she told me. Your reaction?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the vaccines and the technology they use are fully experimental. And so this is the type of vaccine you want to use in humans in 90 days. Would anyone in their right mind allow this to be injected into them? Do we know even if it works? Does it work? If you are the federal government or a planetary elite, one way to find out is to inject it into millions of people and to see the consequences. The PhD Foundation at the University of Cambridge gives us a substantial clue in its clinical studies. It says, and I quote, "A better understanding of the adverse effects of the vaccine is needed. These may include inflammation or autoimmune reactions." Now, What does it mean, autoimmune reactions? The human immune system attacks healthy elements and processes of the body. The body, our body, reacts against this invasion and defends itself against itself. Do people understand what the elite are proposing? Would someone be willing to use their children for the big experiment? Now, with a planetary economic systemic bankruptcy around the corner, if you are the elite, will you not want to have this whole world as your guinea pig? Now, that the vaccine-promoting public relations agency called the World Health Organization has declared a worldwide coronavirus emergency, we move to the parallel world where a World Health Organization declares a planetary epidemic with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of potential cases. Do we know if this is true? We have absolutely no idea. Are there any victims? We don't know. Let's examine the terminology that the World Health Organization is using. And all you need to do is just have a look at your local newspapers. We have confirmed cases, infected people, carriers of the virus, mild cases, asymptomatic cases, projected cases. There is a positive result in a patient who supposedly show they have the virus. Their computer models of case estimates, their spreadsheets and spreaders of virus carriers. And surely we have all heard the following phrase: the virus is spreading too fast to track accurately. What about this phrase? A Chinese whose identity is yet to be determined ate an infected bat or snake. We heard this, right? I'm not making this up. Now, let me tell you a story. I heard from a friend of mine who saw it firsthand. In 2003, there was another coronavirus pandemic called SARS. Then, as now, experts from the World Health Organization predicted a global pandemic. Then, as now, the state of world emergency was declared. The World Health Organization issued a warning telling people not to fly to Toronto, Canada, because the city was infected. When the smoke cleared, Daniel, the official numbers of deaths from SARS around the world, 800 people of 7 billion people population at the time. But it doesn't matter. Professionals continue to call SARS in retrospect a serious epidemic. Now, if you work for an important public health agency, inventing cases and promoting hysteria and fear among the senile mass of incoherent boobs is your modus operandi. Otherwise, you are out of the job and you will be exposed as a crook. Sorry, folks, the worldwide pandemic of the end of the world that we told you about last week, it doesn't exist. Most cases are mild, of the order of a severe cold, and many of the cases are practically invented. Sorry, we got carried away. After all, our business is peddling dangerous vaccines for the industry. Do you remember the West Nile virus?
Sure, they talked about it in Florida and everything. Yeah.
They made a Hollywood film about it. And back, the swine flu scare of 1976, all were promoted just like Greta Thunberg. All were predicted to wipe out humanity from the face of the earth. All were connected by experts, quote unquote, to engineering viruses in bio-war laboratories against which we have no chance to survive. And they were all a farce. The number of cases, tiny. Again, I want to tell you a story that very few people know. In the mid-1970s, the World Health Organization, which is, of course, part of the United Nations, announced that it had eliminated smallpox in Africa. It was one of these occasions to celebrate with champagne the greatest medical victory in the history of mankind and so on and so forth. About 10 years later, the information came out and then disappeared almost immediately about a secret meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, which took place shortly after World Health Organization announced its victory. At this meeting, it was decided that the smallpox vaccine must never be used again. Why? The answer is obvious. Because it caused smallpox. It resulted in many, many more cases of smallpox. It was a highly dangerous vaccine. In fact, this has been an open secret for decades. Doctors know it. Researchers know it. Robert Gallo, the National Cancer Institute, knew it. Gallo, by the way, is known for his role in the identification of the HIV human immunodeficiency virus. He was the one who declared that a vaccine such as smallpox is given to populations such as Africans whose immune system has been suppressed and depleted, one risks killing millions and tens of millions of people, and this is exactly what happened in Africa. So the World Health Organization put this vaccine on the shelf, never to be used again. But obviously, the question is, what about the claim that the smallpox had been eradicated in Africa? The truth, Daniel, is that when they gave that smallpox vaccine to so many millions of people across the continent, they no longer openly showed the symptoms or signs of smallpox, skin lesions, etc., etc. But they began to develop other diseases in the third world that lacked a name, and people started to drop like flies. They appeared, for example, with possible meningitis. In other words, all diagnoses were diverted. Even the people who were diagnosed with AIDS in the third world had suffered the smallpox vaccine, but it was called AIDS. This is the cover story that hides the enormous crime of the World Health Organization in the third world, and specifically in Africa. It is a huge story that has never been told again. Just to give you an idea what we're facing with this coronavirus, which is not really anything we should be concerned with, although, again, I'm not a virologist.
Well, I'm more concerned, from what I see, is this quarantine coming to a city near you? Because the quarantine will kill you, much less the virus. You know, you got to be prepared for that. That definitely you can see the fingers of some kind of quarantine or some kind of control. What do you make? Have you heard about these locusts in Africa? What do you make of these swarms of locusts? Have you even seen that?
End of the world, my friend. This is it. I think, you know, again, we're witnessing the ebbs and flows of the planet Earth. But to think that we, humans, who are absolutely insignificant as far as the universe is concerned, somehow are influencing Mother Nature is absolutely insane. Again, I want to go back to the conceptual element of the operation. If you look at what's at hand in China, with all the, you know, 50, 100 million quarantined army on the streets, there's another reading of the situation, okay? There is certain evidence out there that this is an operation of the British intelligence services. Now, what is the purpose of the operation? Ooh. Obviously, to attack Xi Jinping and get rid of the National Socialists, the Yellow Dragons in China. Now, Putin in Russia was able to eliminate the liberal financier government when he fired the entire government. Xi Jinping in China, the premier, he wanted to do the same thing after celebrating the Chinese New Year. The government of Li Keqiang, the current premier, who is a liberal financier, just like the government that Putin eliminated in Russia, okay? These are the people that Xi Jinping is fighting against. And the government of Li Keqiang, the premier, is a liberal financier, financed and sponsored by the West. Just like the Clintonoids, Wall Street financial backers in America, the same people Trump is fighting against. I remind you that the war is a planetary survival among global projects. Okay? It's a war between those who support nationalist projects built on wealth, creation of wealth, and the parasitical global elite who produce no wealth but live at somebody else's expense. So this is the conceptual understanding of the global situation.
All right, let me ask you, going back to what we've talked before and kind of connecting these two. We've seen Putin come out and fire half the government. We've seen him come out and affirm that we're going to speak.
Not half the government, the entire government.
The entire government. We've seen him also come out and say, we're saying mother and father, really, to hell with anybody else and all this other parent one, parent two. We're saying mother and father.
Exactly.
We're seeing,
this came out yesterday in the new constitution. It's
yes.
A mother and father, not parent one and parent two. You see, we're sane people, okay? And we are healthy people. We understand the difference.
Let me get the question out, Daniel. This is important. All those issues are important, but this is important. Question. You have Putin in Russia. You have Xi in China, who, if just below the surface, it appears he's really battling is the global financiers, the British intelligence agencies. This may be what's really going on there. There's also the concept, the idea that freedom from Hong Kong, the virus of freedom in Hong Kong, is spreading to the mainland and Christianity. So it's a way to control that also. So those two things are there. Then you have Trump in America, who just fired, I think, 60 or 70 people in the National Security Council. He just won his impeachment.
It's the same operation globally.
Well, what I'm asking you, here's the question. The three of these together seem to be acting almost in concert where, okay, now's that we're pressing the button. We are moving now. We are getting rid of these scum and we're going to have something different. Is that, am I reading that wrong?
It's Daniel, like they're acting. I've been talking about this on your show for the past almost 2 years. I said it before that Xi Jinping, Trump, and Putin are on the same team. They're the same team. There is no war between the United States and China. They're on the same team. Again, remember something else. All global processes are controlled processes. So when a 13-year-old girl in a poor neighborhood in Atlanta, Philadelphia, LA, Chicago, I don't care, overdoses on heroin, it doesn't mean that she on her own decided to inject herself with this garbage in order to kill herself. She is a number, a victim within global transformation of society with a no future generation. So if you take a common drug user on the street and start pulling a string, where did you get the drugs from, who sold them to you, who's, you know, giving you the cover, who's the bank you're banking with, et cetera, you're eventually going to make your way all the way to the Queen of England. So these are global processes we're seeing right now. And so when we're seeing coronavirus, when we're seeing Xi Jinping, Putin, and Trump fighting, the same elements, whether it's, you know, the liberal financiers and the Clintonoids in the United States, whether we're talking about Biden or anybody else in America, whether you're talking about the Li Keqiang government in China, or we're talking about the liberal banking financier government in Russia, these are the same enemies of humanity. And the war is for survival because, again, the liberal banking financier model is on its deathbed. And way back when, I said on your show for the first time that there's going to come a period over the next couple of years where the leaders of the great nations and powers are going to sit down and work out Yalta II agreement. A couple of weeks ago, Putin used that same phrase. And what's going to happen is, at the end of the first year of Trump's second term, the great powers, China, Russia, the United States, and India, they're going to sit down, and they're going to work out the agreement on the new rules and regulations of society. I wanted to ask you a question. You're from the United States. Now, you want Trump to be elected for the next 4 years, right?
As opposed to anybody else I see, absolutely.
As opposed to Clinton, for example, or anybody
absolutely.
Else, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then, for example, if he's doing such a good job, why wouldn't you want him for another 4 years?
You mean past that? You mean so 8 more
exactly.
years?
Exactly.
Well, the Constitution limits it, at least.
You know. I understand that, but isn't the objective to have the best possible president running the country?
Well,
I mean,
and, see, in America, okay, let me, I'll answer your question.
You guys did very well.
I'll answer your question. The problem is we don't have America as it should be. So we become so immoral and so decrepit and so corrupt that we're to the point where we almost need a dictator or somebody with a consolidation of power to correct this.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a father figure who is a dictator who administers love and punishment.
No, in America,
you know,
there is,
equally.
Daniel. In America, there is, because America is built on individual liberty and the freedom and endowed by our Creator.
And look how far you've come with that.
Wait, what do you mean, Daniel? We exploded with the greatest, most prosperous country in the history of the damn world.
That
what are you talking
then,
about?
And this is now.
Right, because
in Russia,
because
a young guy,
Daniel,
been there for 20 years.
Hold on.
And
81%
of Russian population wants Putin to stay there forever. And the Americans and the Europeans have the temerity to say, no, it's unconstitutional. Who are the Bloombergs of this world to tell us who should be president if he's doing a great job and is supported by almost the entire
well,
country?
I agree. That's your country. That's Russia.
But
you do it. I agree.
Is
but that's
that
not America.
America today, I think, needs a strong leader who can navigate these very difficult times. And unfortunately, he's the only one right now who can do this and do it effectively, as he has shown, fighting the entire deep state apparatus for the last 3.5 years winning.
I agree in to some degree I agree with you. Now let me ask you an important question of what you just said. You talked about if you trace the drugs and somebody overdosing in the streets of Atlanta or Baltimore or whatever, eventually you'll come back to the Queen of England. You have also said that Trump is backed by the blood and soil and backed by the Queen of England. So
no.
is Trump be,
Queen
being backed
is,
by
no.
the drug
Queen
dealers?
Queen of England is London. Trump is great European project. These are two different global projects. Behind the London or New Jerusalem is the Queen of England and the Rothschilds. Great Europe is landed European aristocracy, the old families, and the Vatican. So this is Trump. Blood and soil. It has the Vatican, again, if you look at the colors of the Vatican, of the Jesuits especially, it's black and red, blood and soil. Same colors. The Queen of England is a different project.
All right, now hold on. We got about 5 or 6 minutes. Here for a couple minutes. Let me finish this, and I'm going to teach you something about the United States.
Yes, sir.
This is very important. This idea of greater good and what is the greater concept and how a country should be run. The founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson was one of the foremost, certainly not the only. John Adams, Patrick Wilson, I mean, the list goes on and on. Patrick Henry, it was a mix of religious sentiment and philosophy, even Roman philosophy, Greek philosophy, all this that came together that coagulated the concept of logic. If we are come here, we're put here on earth, we supersede government, we precede government. Government does not precede us. So then what does man need to continue? So the greatest good, that's where private property comes in, that because the greatest good can be done by an individual having his own opportunity to exercise his will, to study, to define, and pursue truth as they see fit. And through that process, they must be able to do it. And through that individual process, they will be able to then lift their family, their life, because their own interests are at stake. And as their interests are met throughout the country, throughout that their rights are protected, the rising tide of the whole nation is lifted. That is what our founding fathers theorized. And so to have government then say, well, for the greater good of the government, or we decide, is not only opposite to what they thought, opposite to our republic, but is opposite to nature, to all of creation. Because nature is free, and 1 + 1 equals eternity in nature, and government equals a parasite. And so to give more power to this parasite sucks what? Sucks the life. Where does the life come from? It doesn't originate in government. It originates in the endowment of mankind. So the greatest good is manifest when government only protects the rights of the people and allows them, as the rightful liberty of everybody else is respected, to then raise and choose for themselves. That is America. That is the Declaration of Independence. That is the Bill of Rights. That is not what is in practice, for the most part, by our government today. It is some quasi-mix and expediency and corruption and what have you, where the Bill of Rights and the individual has been tossed aside because we're too immoral and too ignorant to stand up for our God-given rights and our position under the Creator and where government should be. That is the problem with the United States. There you go.
That is so beautiful. Amen. Now, let me give you the same version, but the Asian interpretation of an ethical society. Let's call it 11
I believe you. Daniel, I believe you. I don't give a damn about the Asians.
No,
I don't care.
I think this is something we both can agree on. Let me just give it to you. Number one,
go
honor
ahead.
An unwavering principle. Number two, honor forces you to live in a true way. Truth. The sword of the soul. Where there is no truth, there is no spirit, and there are no acts of unconscious heroism that defeat the enemy. Number three, channeling the truth is called justice. The spirit of justice demands honest behavior. Number four, justice leads us to harmony of the world. Harmony is the proportionality of non-equal parts. Number five, harmony eliminates the struggle of opposites and gives peace to the soul. Number six, within this peace, in the soul, happiness is born. Number seven, love is born with the happiness of the soul and spirit. Number eight, the truth takes root in love. The truth only becomes visible to those who seek it. Number nine, the ability to distinguish the absolute truth is called wisdom. And wisdom is the understanding of the supreme law of good and evil. Number 10, wisdom opens the possibility of prophesying the future via revelations. And finally, revelations are messages from God and the desire of heaven, the order of things with its cosmic starting point.
That's great. I agree with most of those things. Let me differentiate slightly between the Declaration of Independence. In America, you're guaranteed the pursuit of happiness. You are not guaranteed happiness. And the pursuit of happiness is an individual decision that can only be decided by John Smith or Tommy, you know, whatever, Tommy Jones. In China, from what I see, their culture, they try to have a cultural happiness. In America, it's an individual decision by the individual person, by their consciousness and their relation to their creator as the endowment they gave them. Two different, it's slightly, well, it's majorly different. It's big different. And so if everybody is pursuing their happiness, then the everything, everybody else is lifted. Private property. Why is private property so important? Because the property only gains value by the individual taking it and then using it for their best interest. So its greatest value, its greatest good is that an individual privately owns it and uses it for their best interest, not a government to control it and use it for a collective interest. That's America. Go ahead. You got about 2 minutes.
That's beautiful. You know what? It's, you are from the United States. I'm from the Soviet Union. We seem to be from two different worlds, but we understand the concept of humanity exactly the same way.
I agree. I could be totally your Daniel. You're one of my absolute. I love you to death. We disagree on certain things, but conceptually, whatever. We're on the same team.
Absolutely, we agree.
I get
exactly.
It
exactly.
I totally get that. And I totally believe that. We got about a minute.
Again, I think the coronavirus thing is blown out of proportion. Let's see where it goes. Let's see how they play with this. But again,
let me interject.
Pay attention to the mainstream media. For as much attention as they're giving this thing, people are tired, and you could feel that the energy is being zapped from this coronavirus thing. There's no such a thing as pandemic. There's no pandemonium. People are not worried. They just said, I would just blow this off. We're not going to go to China for whatever reason, but they're not concerned. And I don't care what they do in the media. The dialectic is not working, which means that people, you know, are smartening up and they understand the difference between what you can call the hybrid warfare and the real warfare.
Let me interject to there. I would not say it's nonsense and it doesn't concern me. It concerns me basically from what you said. If you're going to quarantine 400 million people, is that and so in America, they're going to quarantine New York?
The virus itself is not a concern. The consequences obviously are.
Well, I don't know about the virus like you. I'm concerned. I see the quarantine
the
being
either,
a problem.
But, you know, 1,000 deaths is nothing.
I agree. We got about 10 seconds. This has been very stimulating. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation.
I very much so. And next week I'd like to talk, if possible, the next time I'm on, about global cities, the concept of dismantling of nation-states, creation of regional blocks, and city-states. And that's something that they're talking more and more about in European media. Not yet in America, but they will.
Very important. God bless you, Daniel. Everybody have
Thank
a fantastic
you, sir,
weekend. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. God bless America and the Declaration of Independence, the most important document in millennia, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9888.